This year, some Carbondale parks will serve as scientific laboratories as the town starts adopting some new weed management practices. The difference between the old plans and the new? Mostly chemicals, or the lack thereof. Eric Brenlinger, director of the Carbondale Parks and Recreation Department, introduced the 2021 plan to the Board of Trustees in February. He recently said he's learned a lot during this process and has shifted the town's philosophy on weed management.
Good soil health and desirable plant growth is the best way to deal with noxious weeds. So that was a little epiphany for me too, you know, do your work of figuring out what it's that soil's missing and then doing your additives to that soil to keep it healthy and to get it healthy.
Brenlinger's epiphany led to the town's integrated weed management plan. The plan uses different methods to treat weeds across Carbondale's 26 parks, which may have different requirements. Bike parks, for example, need different care than turf fields. Two town trustees would like to see goats used for weed management, a method Roaring Fork Transportation Authority has adopted for its bike paths. But goats can cause damage to trails and don't mix well with dogs, a concern in pet-friendly parks. But the battle against weeds isn't just at the town level. Garfield County Vegetation Manager Steve Anthony says the county also takes an integrated approach to managing weeds.
Of course, integrated weed management is many tools in the toolbox, and it would include chemicals, which would be herbicides, but it would include biological controls, which would be the use of beneficial insects, and it would include mechanical means, which would be mowing or digging or pulling. And then it would also include cultural controls, which would be, say, reseeding a disturbed area.
Anthony's primarily concerned with noxious weeds, toxic non-native species that harm the environment and can kill livestock and wildlife. The county's noxious weed cost share program partners with local landowners and conservation districts to eliminate noxious weeds. It also helps finance the effort. Anthony says the program has run in Garfield County for 21 years and averages about 80 landowners treating a total of 3,000 acres per year. Anthony says Russian knapweed is one of the worst culprits.
That one is very invasive and can create what's called a monoculture, which means over time that will be the only plant growing in the area. And it also is a concern because it can be toxic to horses. It can cause a lockjaw and a chewing disease for horses and can cause a fatality in some horses, depending upon how much they eat.
His list of top three worst offenders also includes plumeless thistle and tamarisk. Plumeless thistle has a distinct taproot and can be controlled by digging that up or through consistent mowing. In the last few years, the tamarisk beetle has helped control that weed, which can be found in thick stands along the Colorado River. But Russian knapweed has yet to be treated without the use of chemicals.
In a way, Russian knapweed is sort of like a grove of aspen trees where all the Russian knapweed plants are interconnected below the ground with rhizomes. So something like a deep-rooted perennial, that's when you have to use chemicals.
Garfield County is working with state and federal agencies on a special project this year, managing noxious weeds on the Grizzly Creek Fire burn scar. Disturbed soils on post-wildfire landscapes provide conditions where noxious weeds can easily seed and spread. Anthony recently met with U.S. Forest Service rangers and Colorado Department of Transportation officials to survey the burn scar and plan methods for discouraging those weeds. Back in Carbondale, Brenlinger says he's working with natural land managers who've been using integrated management techniques for years.
That's why I'm excited about the plan. We're at the stage where we're experimenting still. This year, what we've mapped out is to do some test plots in some of our problem parks. And that test plot is going to be compared to some of our existing techniques. So we'll have actually two or three test plots in some of our parks where we have a known infestation.
Local soil health advocates hope to expand monitoring efforts to include the ditch system in Carbondale, which many residents use for yard and garden irrigation. They want to test that water for chemicals, and they hope the town's fresh perspective on weed management leads the way for private landowners. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.